Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Ray's Creek, Amen Corner, the Hogan Bridge, Swag's Desk. Traditions unlike any other, I guess.
I'm going to be the head greenskeeper. Hopefully within 6 years, that's my schedule.
This is a Masters Week edition of Dirt and Spray.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Masters Week with Dirt and Spray on 1080.
Gunga.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Yeah, you get a national championship game tonight. It's Masters Week. Hello, friends. One of the best weeks of the year begins on Thursday.
It's back to its regularly scheduled time, too. It is. That's nice.
You get a Masters in a November and then again in April. Hell yeah.
Pretty big sweet spot.
Why don't we do two Masters every year? We should throw one annually in November, too. Let's go Masters round two.
I like we didn't look at that when we talked about it being postponed. And we're like, that sucks. And then we found out it was going to be November. We're like, well, that's going to be weird. And are we going to watch compared to what football might be in that time? We didn't take into account, I don't feel, of getting it twice within that span.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, it might not be perfect in November or the same without fans, but we're going to get it in November and then flip a couple months later and get it back into April.
You get twice in 5 months. Yeah. Let's go, baby. I can't wait. Starts on Thursday. Got to hang the old Masters flag up at the house this week. Can't wait for the tournament to begin. I want to get to this because it's not, we'll dive back into the national title game. We'll see if anybody has lingering thoughts on the Blazers as well. They lost to Milwaukee on Friday.
Is this the football thing?
This is a football thing.
Show me the football thing.
I got a football thing for you. Okay. You ready for this? We got a controversy. Now you brought this up last week, but it is escalated since then. So for those that missed it, Dan Orlovsky went on with Pat McAfee last week, and he had a quote about Justin Fields that caused people to get angry.
Yes.
He said basically that Justin Fields is a great talent, but he doesn't have a good work ethic.
Well, hold on. Okay.
I know it's not quite that. He said he's heard from two league sources him that Justin Fields doesn't have a good work ethic.
Yeah.
The guy who's likely going to be a number three overall pick, maybe top five. We'll see where he ends up going. Well, this created a controversy not only with football fans who hadn't heard this about Justin Fields, but also one of his employees at ESPN. Kirk Herbstreit saw this, was not happy about it, quote tweeted it, was basically like, what the F are you talking about? I'm plugged in at Ohio State, and I'm not hearing any of this. So ESPN had to sit both of them down and have a chat behind the scenes this weekend to say, let's calm down the temperatures. Orlovsky went on and talked to Peter King, and he's in the Monday morning quarterback or football morning in America, whatever you call it now. And he basically said that he heard that people from a couple of teams did question Fields' work ethic, but he regrets not having more clarity and specificity in his comments. In other words, he should have said something like, this is not what I know firsthand, but in talking to people I know in the league, two teams question Justin Fields' work ethic, and that could be a concern. And he basically also said that he should have been more aware that there's a lot of teams this time of year that try and throw out smoke screens. And there could be two teams that want Fields to drop in the draft. How do you get him to drop in the draft? Potentially, you get it out there that he doesn't have a good work ethic.
Well, I think the important thing with this, because, we didn't get to that specific story. We talked a lot about the quarterback stuff last week. First of all, look, Dan Orlovsky's been in the ESPN stuff for a few years now. there is no indication he is a racist individual. And when those comments came out, it was a very quick snap judgment on social media.
It was, yeah.
What a racist POS. Because there have been stereotype labels given to black quarterbacks in years past.
It has happened a lot.
There's no refuting that. I just think we need to be taking a case-by-case basis with some of this stuff and take into account who is talking about it. Orlovsky, what the mistake he made, did a couple teams maybe tell him that? Sure, I won't doubt that he talks to people in front offices all over the league. You probably shouldn't be running on a national platform like Pat McAfee's show to basically throw down cold water on a player like Justin Fields. If only a couple teams said this, but largely everybody else in the league loves this kid as a prospect. Everybody pointed immediately to, you know, he was one of the leading forces on that team and in college football to play last year. They could have shut it down. He could have shut it down. We wouldn't have batted it. Brady Breeze at Oregon chose not to play.
Right.
And that's not a shot at Brady Breeze. That's just an indication of this was not an easy choice for a lot of players.
Especially for guys who are going to be top 10 picks. Penei Sewell sat out, and he said he, at times regretted the decision because he wanted to go play. But
you don't fault him for it.
You don't fault him. He's a first-round pick.
But you can't also question the commitment level of a football player like Fields, who had every right to sit out and chose not to. He is right to be called out for at least running with that narrative at all. You should be double-checking that stuff. You should be getting 10 teams to agree to that kind of label.
Or how about somebody at Ohio State?
Or people at Ohio State. You should be getting at least 10 people to confirm that kind of thing before you run with that narrative. The narrative is more likely he's in a phenomenal athlete. Maybe the one read stuff is accurate. I don't know, but all indications seem to be that he is a hardworking, dedicated team player. That should be the narrative. So I get the pushback on what we run with. I didn't like the racist label. Let's calm it down a little bit. Just the temperature in the room right now is a bit hot with that stuff. I don't want to run and call Dan Orlovsky a super big racist because he conferred with two teams who, again, might be throwing smoke screens up about Justin Fields as a player. It's a learning moment for Dan Orlovsky. He talks about this stuff all day, every day. He had some new element that he threw in he probably shouldn't have. That being said, no, there's no harm here. Justin Fields is probably still going to be a top five player, and I still think the Niners are going to draft him.
Yeah, they should. They'd still draft him at number three. I hope it is used as a learning moment of Orlovsky realizing, and he's had some things in the past. He's had statements that have upset fans and that people have gotten fired up about. And there's times where he can get a little hot takey, that's for sure.
Well, and the hot takey thing, okay, maybe you could tie some things to it. Like, I remember, wasn't he the one that questioned Damian Lillard?
He did, yeah.
He had some, I can't remember what it was, but I remember thinking how ridiculously stupid that statement was that he tweeted out.
I think it was Dame said they weren't going to go to the bubble unless they had a chance to make the playoffs or something like that. And I think that's what he was questioning him about. If I'm not mistaken, it might have been something else.
I can't even recall. I remember seeing it and thinking, wow, this is a dude that does not follow the Trailblazers or Damian Lillard at all.
Right. Like, and if you're gonna question the intensity and the desire of an athlete, you should probably get to know something about that athlete first. And that's where, I mean, I think you're right on the race card stuff. I don't want to run with that narrative. I just, when you're like, that's a very serious thing to question of somebody, especially at that level in that position. And when you're questioning, if you want to criticize a player and say, man, I don't think he played in a complex offense, or I don't think he's the most accurate, or I don't think he can read defenses at the same level as you're going to need to in the NFL. Like, I think all that stuff on the field is kind of fair game. But when you're going to run with the narrative of saying this guy doesn't work hard off the field, you better know what you're talking about there, because that's you're saying that he does not take football seriously. If you're saying that he's not working out or putting in the time or doesn't have a good work ethic, he's just relying on being an incredible athlete, and that's going to eventually run out in the NFL. And if you get two teams to tell you that, to then just spout it off on a national platform without checking at Ohio State, because everybody who covers and works for Ohio State has basically said this weekend, like, dude, there was none of this. We know there's stuff
no
that leaks out
of it. Yeah.
If there's some red flags or issues that will eventually leak out from a program, even if it's at, a place like Ohio State, and there's none of that. There's never been any concerns with it. There's been no other NFL teams that have corroborated it. And so just to run with it and to throw that kind of shade at a player. I hope it's a learning moment for him. But
one,
we'll see.
Does ESPN ask him just like a behind the scenes? Hey, we're not going to make you do it publicly. We kind of need to know who your contacts are. Don't you kind of have to start questioning that? Because you're on a national platform.
You want to call something like Herbert got called out a ton last year,
he
right?
He did. Orlovsky called Herbert out a ton.
Oh, he was one of many. Yeah. I mean, people on this station, right? I was kind of like, sure. I don't know how good this kid's going to be.
You never question his work ethic.
But it was the leadership thing. He's a quiet kid. Do you really buy what you saw at Oregon? Because sometimes he'd be amazing and sometimes he wouldn't look good. You're going to get that in every draft. I was wondering if ESPN was going to make him behind the scenes go, who are you talking to?
I don't know. I know they sat him and Herb Street down this weekend. That was reported.
Well, if you're calling it out, man, you better be sure of what your sourcing is. You better have sourcing and you better be checking that stuff. Not 2 times, 10 times before you run with a narrative on a kid.
So there is a little controversy out of the NFL. Orlovsky said Justin Fields doesn't have a good work ethic or he's heard from NFL teams. He's backed down from it and sent out reaction videos. And he talked to Peter King this weekend saying he should have gone about it differently.
Yeah. So and I saw his apology video where he's like, I said this and that and I should. And then he came out and said, I talked to 6 other teams and they refuted. And I'm like, why did you not do that in the first place?
Then why did you run with it in the first place? Exactly. Want to get to a couple of lingering thoughts on the Blazers and their weekend, as well as a storyline in the NBA that is making me chuckle. I don't know if it should, but we'll get to that coming up next. And we'll get back to the national title game at the bottom of the hour. Gonzaga and Baylor playing for it all tonight. Back after this on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than 1 billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, if you think you're alone and wanting to run your coach out of town as a Blazer fan, you are not.
Oh, tell me more.
That's happening elsewhere in the NBA. It's amazing how quickly...
What city?
The pedestal can fall off.
There's a lot that could fall into this category in the NBA.
The latest coach is getting it. It's all over Twitter and starting to seep into some national NBA commentators. Steve Kerr, man, that guy sucks. Get his ass out of Golden State. I don't know if people saw this weekend. They played a game without Curry against the Raptors, and they lost by 742 points. I might be exaggerating, but I think that sounds right.
The Blazers should thank
58,
him.
Was it?
Is that the final?
Yeah, it was 50.
Like the second or third biggest beating in NBA history.
130-77?
130-77 was your final. Pascal Siakam at 36-7-5.
Oof.
It was a 27-26 game at the end of the first quarter. Just think about that for a second. 27-26, the Raptors led by one after one. And then from then on out, they were outscored 35-16 in the second, 46-14 in the third quarter. And then they put up a great fight in the fourth, only losing 22-21. And yeah, this is starting to have a lot of Warrior fans on social media become very vocal. Kendrick Perkins was all over it, calling out Steve Kerr and the effort the team is showing. Time for a change in Golden State.
Well, you know, I think coaches fall into this all the time in the NBA, much like they do probably in hockey and sometimes even baseball to a certain regard, is named coaches expected to do well. When they struggle, they're no longer great, right? Look at Steve Kerr in Golden State. Look at Brad Stevens in Boston. Suddenly those two guys can't coach basketball, but oh, former point guard Steve Nash is thriving, so it must mean he's an amazing coach. You're as good as your team's roster is going to be. Some coaches obviously can separate themselves from others, and we know that,
But I think if anything, these last 2 years, you know what it's indicated to me? It's not just, oh, you had Kevin Durant, you enjoyed the success, and now you don't have Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you were amazing with KD. There's no refuting that. This is, if anything, has shown how valuable and maybe even underrated Klay Thompson is.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry is a monster. He's probably still the best point guard. If you want to put Dame there, fine. That argument can be had. But this gives you an idea of what Dame's been dealing with. When your roster is subpar, your number two is either out or not playing well. Dame has had both of those happen with CJ. He's also had some good moments with CJ.
No doubt.
What's Steph Curry when Klay's not playing?
He's putting up great numbers.
But his team sucks.
23-25.
The one thing that's bothered me the most, because I've been following the Warriors this year, the Draymond Green stuff, I just...
So let's get to that. So he talked this last week, and he said, because they're not playing well, they're currently in that play-in spot, yes. You know, that 7 through 10 seating, and he came out and basically said he's not motivated by that at all. He said, quote, "I hate bleeping losing, so when I step on the floor, I want to win, but I'll be 100% honest with you. Fighting for a play-in spot does not motivate me."
He's such a... I can't stand him, because while I value the transparency and the honest takes, I don't have to agree with him. I love that in an athlete. The thing that bothers me is he's doing this revisionist history thing, and nobody's talking about how he's trying to change the way we're going to view them in 10 years. When he's out of the league and he's no longer playing and he's an analyst, he is going to try to change the narrative, and he's doing it right now, that his role and his place on that team's history was bigger than it was. He just came out and said 2 weeks ago he's the greatest defensive player in NBA history. Do you know why he said that?
He did say that.
I'll tell you why he said it. It's not because he believes it, although I wouldn't put it past him. It's because when you look back on this Warrior run, what are you going to say about Draymond Green? He's probably the Michael Cooper of his team. He was a nice role piece who added a dimension to what they were, and he helped get the motor going. But you don't look back on those Lakers teams and say Michael Cooper won those NBA championships. It's Kareem. It was Worthy. It was Scott. It was Magic. Michael Cooper was a nice piece. But Draymond's going to fall into the Michael Cooper category, but he doesn't want to. So now he's got to change the narrative and the way we view him. So he says incredibly idiotic things like he's the greatest defensive player of all time. That tries to up his legacy.
He continued after saying, not only does it not motivate him, he said, "No, I want to win every game I play in because I hate losing. That bleep really bothers me. So that's what motivates me, not fighting for some play-in spot. I don't really give a bleep about the play-in spots, to be honest with you. I want to win every game when I step on the floor. That's what motivates me. No play-in game is going to motivate me at this point in my career. That's just kind of how I feel. Playoff basketball is definitely motivating," which is funny because that's a part of playoff basketball now. It is funny to put that against the way that a guy like Damian Lillard handled the play-in spot last year. We just talked about it with Orlovsky, right? He said, you give me a chance in Orlando, you give me an opportunity to play for the playoffs, I'm all in, I'll bring my team, and we're going to come out guns a-blazing. And they did. They played great basketball. They found a way into the eighth seed, and it didn't go well against the Lakers. But you can just tell the difference in opinion, at least, of those types of situations for the two teams. It is amazing how quickly things can change. There was a story that came out last week. We meant to get to it, I think, just as at least a side note. We didn't talk about it much, that LeBron is already recruiting Steph Curry to go join the Warriors.
That's not a real report.
Winhorse said that last week, yeah. I think, on a podcast or something like that.
Because they laughed at All-Star Weekend.
Sure. And now, the guys have done that in the past, and it's been, everybody said, no, that's not actually happening. Like when Kyrie and Kevin Durant hung out, then they end up joining each other in the offseason. But I see your point. It is amazing, though. I mean, you go from a couple of years ago, this was a juggernaut that couldn't be beaten. Kevin Durant leaves in free agency, which was obviously a big deal. They get hurt. They lose the NBA Finals. Klay Thompson now can't stay healthy, which is depressing because I love watching that guy play basketball. And we always root for Klay Thompson. Now here we are. They want to run Steve Kerr out of town. Draymond doesn't care about being motivated for the play-in. Steph Curry's having a great year, yet they're still below 500.
Well, it's crazy because we're just past the five-year window here. When they started this run and won it, I think in 15 was their first
15
win.
15 was their first
16
title.
16 was the legendary regular season where they lost in 7 and then they got KD.
They won in 17.
With that run, we saw this and we went, oh my God, they're running through the league. The offense, the way the game was changing, it all favored them. They had the dynamic of what Klay was, a 6'7 wing defender who could hit 60 points with eight dribbles. Steph Curry was a godsend. Remember their owner's comment, Joe Lacob? Light years ahead. That was the quote. Mm-hmm. 5 years ago, light years ahead. He ended up being right for four.
He was.
And just 5 years later, the quote looks incredibly stupid. They're nowhere near anybody in the top of the league. And every year, the last 2 years, we've heard, when they get healthy, when they come back. Well, now Klay hasn't played in 2 years.
Yeah, which is sad.
And it is sad. I'm not happy about it. I love to watch Klay Thompson play basketball. I think he's one of the better number twos in NBA history. But it just goes to show you how we think as fans, this league sucks. This team's never going to lose. Boom. Kevin Durant's unhappy. He gets mad by social media. He wants to go do his own thing again. He was just there for 3 years and then he left.
Yeah.
It sucked because they made the finals all 3 years and they won two of them. But
they would have won a third if they stayed healthy.
When they signed him, we thought this is a 5-year window and nobody's going to compete. And they wouldn't have if he signed a long term, but he didn't want to.
Right.
And LeBron's had this where he makes the finals every year, but he didn't win it every year. We think these things are going to last longer. The owners think these things are going to last longer. And you look back and light years ahead, buddy, you're light years behind now. And suddenly Steve Kerr doesn't look as great.
Yep. He has to come out and say, no, we care about the play-in spot. Yeah. I don't believe Draymond. We're motivated. It's an interesting story out of the NBA. I saw that I didn't watch any of that game they played against Toronto this weekend. The box score was floating around Twitter on Friday.
I think you trade him this year.
It's like, holy yes, man. Draymond.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I'd take him.
If you can get Klay back healthy next year, there's some value for him. And
sure.
You think that's aging well? Go look at his stats.
Yeah. He can bring something at least defensively, so I'd take that in Portland. I'd take anybody who can play defense on their roster.
You're trying to get Draymond to Portland, aren't you?
Hey,
you.
Him and Dame got a good relationship. Make it happen, okay?
Here's Anfernee and a second-round pick.
What's it going to take, all right? We'll trade you Zach Collins for Draymond straight up.
Let's make $300 million players would be Dame, CJ, and Draymond. Draymond. Is that winning a title?
Oh, God. So not great times down in Golden State. I just found that interesting. This weekend, their fans want to run Steve Kerr out of town, and Draymond said he didn't care. He's best defender, but he didn't care about playing in no play-in situation. Hey, national title game is tonight. Can Gonzaga finish it off and finish the undefeated season? What would it mean for the program, and what chances do we give Baylor? A great team all year, but can they knock off the Zags? We'll get to that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Warrior fan chiming in, saying, I can't help but laugh at the type of commentary. With the possible exception of LeBron, nobody would trade the last 6 years with the Warriors. If they never won another title, I'll still cherish that five-year run. Funny how nobody ever talked about Boston's crash after Bird, only how great those years were. I mean, you're not wrong on that. Everybody would trade places with you.
I don't think anybody on this show was saying you think it was a mistake. It's funny how...
It's just how quickly things can change. Yeah. Narratives can change. I think an example of this in the NFL, and we'll see. Who knows what the future holds. But we kind of had this a little bit. And again, it is a small snapshot reaction. But to Kansas City. Like, Kansas City was poised to win their second straight Super Bowl. They went to the AFC title game the year before that, and if D4 didn't line up offsides, hell, maybe they would have won three in a row, right? So you're just thinking, look how dominant this run is. And then they get kicked in the teeth by Tampa, and who knows? They could go back next year. They could still win five under Mahomes. Who knows what the future holds? But there was this, like, oh, my God, nobody's ever going to beat Kansas City again. And then Tampa Bay did. And it's like, whoa, all right, well, they got some things they need to address this offseason.
And I think that, too, like, on that, like, you think Blazer fan would sacrifice anything.
The Blazers could not win a game for 10 years if you give me three titles in 5 years.
Dirt might give up his dog if the Blazers could win three championships.
I remember talking about this at the end of the Kobe era with L.A. and how bad that contract was and how bad those final years in L.A. were. Dude, you can pay Damian Lillard till he's 80 years old. I don't care. If you give me three titles in 5 years,
right,
I will take 20 crappy years.
So are you having some bad runs? I mean, sure. Yeah, there's no refuting that. The thing that I find most interesting is, one, I truly mean this, I really want to see Klay Thompson. He's a Northwest product, right? He grew up kind of in Portland. Then they moved to Cali. He went to Washington State. I root for that guy. He's a likable player. He plays both ends of the court. He's one of those, like, if he could ever be a Blazer, dream scenarios. Mm-hmm. And it sucks to not be able to see him run. What I find interesting, one, is how quickly that whole thing got derailed, because it, like, just fell off the cliff.
They were the worst team in the NBA last year.
Yeah, and they're not tracking very well right now. I think they've lost 7 of 8. Steph Curry's having a great year, and this isn't a knock on Steph. But what I find interesting is how all of this credit and, you know, everything thrown his way, and deservedly so. When you don't have a great roster, what does that incredible play get you? It gets you to the play-in round. It gets you to the 7, 8, 9, 10 threshold.
Right, unless your name's LeBron James.
And Dame has been doing this, and it's largely just like, yeah, Dame's a really good player. He doesn't carry his team that far. Well, Steph has had this now for 2 years and didn't stay healthy last year, and they sucked. And he's played most of this year, and they suck.
Yeah.
It just goes to show you can be great, and if you don't have any pieces around you, you're not going anywhere. And I think it's funny how some stars don't kind of get that benefit, or that doesn't get thrown out when they mention their name. And Steph Curry's currently going through it right now, where he's having a phenomenal season. But he's shown visibly how many times he's been pissed at his team during a game.
Right.
Very un-Steph-like traits. Because he's not used to losing like this.
Yeah, it takes a while to get used to it. That's for sure. They're not, when you're used to going to NBA Finals and now you're fighting for a play-in spot, there's a bit of an adjustment there. We'll see what the future holds. I hope Klay Thompson comes back. I do miss watching him. He's a ton of fun, and it's a bummer that he's been out basically the last 2 years. We get a national championship game tonight. Supposed to tip at 6:20. Who knows? Are we going to get another Miley Cyrus concert before? Did you see the reporter that refused to watch the game because of Miley Cyrus?
A reporter said they refused to watch the game?
There was an old fuddy-duddy on Twitter that said, I've had enough of this crap, concerts in between games. I'm not watching this game. I'm just going to check the box score. And everybody's like, I hope that guy didn't fall through with that because he missed an all-time classic.
Why would you not watch the Miley Cyrus thing, but watch the game?
You think he could change the channel? I don't know. Quite was floating with that guy's boat.
Why are those people real?
Who are these people?
I mean, you don't have to like Miley. You don't have to like Miley Cyrus, but...
Yeah, I'm not a big concert at sporting events guy, but you know what I do? I
change
the channel. Watch something else for 20 minutes. And they have an extended time this year because, remember, they had to clean stuff up. It wasn't a normal Final Four run where you go, I remember being at the Oregon, North Carolina, Gonzaga, South Carolina Final Four. And it was amazing because there's four different fan bases that are in there. And the Gonzaga, South Carolina game ended and all the Gonzaga fans stream out. South Carolina fans are all in their tears. They're pissed that they lost. And it, I mean, it's a pretty quick turnaround. Like you kind of have your little celebrations and your moments. And then like a half hour later, the teams are taking the floor and you warm up. You don't have that this year. You got to clean and sanitize and do all that stuff. So that I think is the reason they had a concert, because you had an extended break in between the two games this year. But a couple of notes on it. So Gonzaga, Baylor, both seeking their first title. This is the fourth time since the field expanded in 1985 that the title game will feature two teams that have not won a championship. It's only the second. It is the second straight tournament it's happened, and it didn't happen once from 1991 until 2018. So that would have been what, Virginia, Texas Tech? Was that the final in 2019? Right, that's who they beat.
UVA Tech.
So neither of those teams have won a national
it's
title.
It's 2 years ago.
So I know it's been a long time. So that was the last national title you got. So back to back times, you're going to get a first ever national title, and they have a combined 967 win percentage. Baylor and Gonzaga do. That is the third highest in any NCAA tournament game of all time. The only one it's bested by is UCLA, or the only two it's bested by. UCLA Houston in 1968, which had Lew Alcindor and Elvin Hayes, and Indiana and Marquette in 1976.
Well, I don't know where you're at, where you guys are at. I think this is going to be a very close contested game. I don't think this is a blowout. Baylor did something that was historic on Saturday. Their lead at halftime, 45-20. It was the largest halftime lead in 18 years and the fourth largest in tournament history. That was dominance that you have not seen on a historic level. And it's not that Houston was this big fraud. Houston was a damn good program this year. And, you know, they got a pucker factor against Oregon State in that Elite Eight game by almost blowing a 17-point lead. I didn't see Baylor winning that game by 25. I thought they'd win by 10, maybe a little less. 20 plus. I think they've ended up with by 19. But to be up the way they were at halftime was incredible. They've got the pieces and the horses to do what UCLA did. And oh, by the way, I think they've got even more swagger than UCLA does. Scott Drew has done a phenomenal job at Butler at Baylor. You've got Jared Butler. You got Davion Mitchell. You've got some really athletic freaks out there that are NBA prospects. And based on what we saw with UCLA, not everything is the same. But I think UCLA gave you a blueprint, not just on shot making, but there is a tough factor here that if Baylor comes out, they've got the horses to take down Gonzaga. If you're Gonzaga, this is probably the more nerve-wracking final you've had, because the first one was a dream scenario. You're playing a blue blood.
Now you made it back.
Now you're the blue blood with Baylor having this amazing year coming for you. You were supposed to play earlier and you didn't. Extremely nervous if I'm a Gonzaga fan tonight.
Yeah, Baylor's the team it feels like is playing with house money a little bit, kind of like Gonzaga was. Not that you ever want to lose a national title game, but I went through this at Oregon. When they made it against Auburn, it was such a like, oh my God, they just made a national title game. I never thought this could happen, and it was heartbreaking to lose. But when you make it back another time, that's when it's, all right, this is your second time, your second rodeo. You better go finish this one off. Gonzaga's in that spot, not to mention the fact that they got a chance to become the first team since 1976 to have an undefeated season.
Bryce Drew told Mark Few when they were supposed to play earlier this year.
Yeah, and Baylor and Gonzaga were supposed to play, but it got canceled.
It got canceled. Scott Drew, yeah, sorry, I keep getting his name wrong. Scott Drew told Mark Few, he goes, well, we don't play now. We'll probably meet in the Final Four of the championship game.
Here they are.
And here you are, the preseason consensus 1-2 teams. As I noted earlier, first time this has happened probably since 05 with North Carolina and Illinois.
Yeah, long time coming for these two. We thought it was going to be the matchup. It's finally here. We'll make our picks. The line is 4.5 currently is what I'm seeing. Gonzaga favored by 4.5. So we'll make some picks. And then what else is going on tonight? There's other things going on in sports. What's on tap? Close it up next on The Fam.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Nerd and Sprague know what's brewing.
I'm not paid to be bold. I'm paid to be right. There's a lot of sporting events you say, oh, I gotta go do that.
This is What's on Tap, poured by Pelican Brewing Company. Born at the beach on 1080. The Fan.
Hey, What's on Tap? Brought to you on The Fan by Pelican Brewing Company. Born at the beach, online at pelicanbrewing.com. Checking my weather app today. I love it. We had a one of our first texts of the show is like, hey, Dirk, check the weather.
Oh, I checked the weather this morning at 4:15. Good Lord, there's a lot of sunshine on that.
A lot of yellow balls in the sky coming up. You know what goes good with a yellow ball?
Sunburns.
And Pelican beer.
Oh, yeah, that too. The paddle back. Woo-wee.
Did you get roasted this weekend? I'm actually feeling great about my base, man.
I got roasted.
I got a great base going. I was doing some yard work, you know, cut off sleeves. I got the upper arm nice and tan. Now the chest is still white, and I'm probably never going to cross that threshold, but I just want to avoid the golf tan as much as I can.
Yeah, I'm avoiding it openly. I have to admit, this weekend I start my tanning bed routine.
And there's no shame in that game.
I mean, a lot of shirtless running.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like hanging out.
You don't want to blind anybody.
Sleeveless shirts. I want an even base here. I'm not just going for the elbow down.
I did the total white guy thing the other day. I went for a walk in a basketball jersey, pulled out my Brandon Roy Blazer jersey, took a dog for a W. Felt great.
I know I'm cutting into our last segment here, but can I just throw out? I recently bought my first basketball jersey since I was 17 years old.
Did you really?
I basically stopped. You know, you get older. I never bought a jersey, and I finally purchased my first one.
Dame.
I bought an authentic black Dame Portland jersey, and I plan on rocking the living hell out of that thing this summer, just longboarding, biking around.
I was looking for one to grab from my walk, and I forgot that I had drunkenly purchased a Clifford Robinson jersey after he passed away. R.I.P. Uncle Cliffy.
R.I.P. Like, Uncle Cliffy.
I forgot that was in my closet, man. I'm going to wear that thing all summer.
In fact, it's such a beautiful day, I would recommend lighting a spliffy in memory of Uncle Cliffy.
Uncle Cliffy for the national title game. What's on tap? A couple NBA games to keep an eye on if you want. Utah, who you play Thursday.
Come on.
They're in Dallas.
Are people watching the NBA today?
4 o'clock. It's not on national TV, so the answer to that is no, Bob. The only national TV game in the NBA tonight is Knicks and Nets. 4 o'clock.
Hey, the Nets just lost.
On NBA TV, they did.
They just lost a game. That's very rare for them lately.
That's not really a what's on tap for watching. That's a what's on tap for check the box score because I guess there's standing implications. Dallas playing good, and you're taking on Utah Thursday.
Is a vast majority of the audience probably going to check in with the title game tonight, if not watch the whole thing? Yes. But there is a decent portion that just doesn't. Their bracket's busted, so they have no money on the line. They don't care about Gonzaga or Baylor. Or they just really aren't into college basketball. There is that portion of people that might end up watching Mavericks and Utah. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Or maybe they'll watch baseball.
Give me the random game.
My team was supposed to not get swept, and they got swept.
Yeah, your team's off to an 0-3 start. Mine's 1-2, so we're not much better.
And then the other team got COVID, so now they're not playing.
Yeah, the Nationals still haven't played a game yet.
But I did purchase, for the first time in my life, MLB TV, Atlanta Braves. $109.99, tax write-off next year.
I'm proud of you, man. Proud of you.
I'm going to follow. I watched a decent chunk of baseball. I watched the whole game last night on Sunday Night Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
I've been following it.
It's great summertime. You can put it on your different screens, get it on your iPad, your computer, your phone, watch it on your TV if you want
Dodgers
to.
Dodgers were on the alternate screen all weekend long.
Yeah, the older I get, the more pale I get because I'm so damn white. I'm starting to hover around golf and baseball. And I'm like,
you're becoming an old white guy. Welcome to the club, my friend.
I don't know if I want to go this direction with my life.
Let me introduce you to country music. Come on in.
No, I think that's a line.
There's
neither
a line there.
He and I will ever cross.
All right, I'll give you my James Taylor cassette tape. How's that sound? A little Fire and Rain for your ass while you're watching watching some baseball?
James Taylor might be as country.
He's folk. He's pop
That's as
folk.
Country as I can get, though.
The Eagles is as country as I get.
Look, I'm going to a dirt barbecue in June. At some point, Garth or somebody's going to be blaring, and I'll probably be okay in the moment.
I'll have to go to my car along. For a moment.
Blame
at that
it all
point.
On my roots. You're going to start singing. Well, you know you will.
Dirk gave me his playlist. I needed a playlist not too long ago on the golf course with some buddies. Said, Dirk, give me your playlist. It was a really good playlist. So he shot it my way. I started playing it.
Did you delete all the country songs out of there?
Didn't delete anything. The first 3 of 5 songs that played were all country. And my group goes, what are we listening to? And I go, my co-host has a great playlist.
Hey, you asked me for this. Don't blame me, all right?
I don't remember this many country songs playing when I played with him, but here we are.
Yeah, we played golf a couple weeks ago, and I have like a playlist that's got like 500 songs on it. Yeah. I just throw random stuff in there. And I think that did the same thing happen when we were all golfing, and the first couple of songs were like old school Kenny Chesney, and you guys didn't want to say anything for the first 2 holes. You're like, hey, are we playing just, I was like, no, you know me. You know I listen to everything. It's just sprinkled in there, all right?
I was almost like,
take the good with the bad.
Is he going to fight me if I start blasting with my speaker some Bob Marley, or is he really into the country thing?
Come on. You know I balance it out music-wise. So there's a couple NBA games to keep an eye on. Our baseball teams are playing, well, not yours, Bray, because you're playing a COVID team, so the Nationals can't play. They have not played a game yet, the Nationals, that is, so your Braves get a day off in D.C. Dodgers are in Oakland, taking on the winless Athletics tonight.
That's right.
And my Giants are in San Diego taking on the 3-1 Padres. The Mariners back in action tonight as well. That game's on ESPN, too.
Yeah.
You're watching national TV. They're playing the White Sox. A little fun series for them.
2-1.
At home. 2-1 start. They took 2 out of 3 from my Giants this weekend. But, of course, the main course tonight, we all know.
Yeah.
It's Baylor and Gonzaga. 4.5-point spread. Number one, or I guess number one and number two all season, but they're both number one seeds. 31-0, 27-2. Who we got? Who's covering the spread? How we feeling? Give me your thoughts.
I will go with Gonzaga. I think that scare, I mean, UCLA played as good a game as anybody's played in the tournament, not to win. They survived it. They will have an answer for anything and everything that Baylor can throw at them. I think officiating will be huge in terms of how close they call it or how physical they'll let Baylor be with Gonzaga. If the officials are going to let them play, then it's going to be a dogfight. That's a tough line, but I think I'll lay the points.
Yeah, let them play. I'm so tired of these officials in college ruining this game. They largely have. I'm going Northwest Pride here. I rooted for the Zags when I was a kid. I think it's a great story. I think Mark Few is one of the better coaches in college. You need a title for that. And screw Baylor.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the Baylor University. So
amen,
go Gonzags, and I'm laying the points.
Amen to that, brother.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I think Gonzaga is going to pull away in the second half. Good first half, pull away in the second half. I say they win by 10 or so, and I will take them to cover the spread and win their first ever national title game. On the officiating thing, did you guys see the official and his reaction to Suggs making the shot? Go search that video. One of the officials, when it went in, he went all in with the fist pump and the gets to cut 3. Gonzaga wins. He's like celebrating. Everybody pointed that guy out. There you go. Good little show. If you missed any of it, Let's Drop Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com. We'll tweet it out at Turton Sprague and at 1080thefan. Thank you so much for being a part of our Monday. We got Colin coming up 9 to noon, AJ and Dusty noon to 3, primetime 3 to 7. It's going to be a load of Monday. Enjoy the title game. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. on 1080 The Fan. I said,